Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and we're going to get this party started. Hallelujah. I will give the announcements at the end of the show on today, but we thank you for tuning in, and I'm going to go ahead briefly and open my line up for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I want you to go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, if you need to get a prayer need met, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in, and we will pray and see what the Lord would have me to say. Amen. Glory to God. No one has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on down the line, amen, with Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for today. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here on today, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to just rain your Holy Ghost power on this line, Lord. You know the need, Lord, even though if they didn't press the 1, you know the need, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to do a work, Lord, in each and every one that's on this line on today, oh Lord. Let them not hear my voice, but let them hear your voice, Lord God, as you use me as your servant, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We ask that all hindrances, Lord God, be moved out of the way. Let them have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord says on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit has to say to them on today, Lord, because some need healing, Lord God. Some need peace, Lord. Some need a miracle in their life on today. So, Father God, we release it on this line so everyone can hear that will get their miracle, Lord God, their miracle breakthrough in this season, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, oh Lord. We praise your holy name on high because you're worthy to be praised, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, in all things, Lord God, we give thanks. We thank you, Lord God, for life. We thank you for breathing life into us on this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the sun shining, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for good health and good strength, Lord, and clothing our right mind on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the word that go forth, Lord. It'll be sharper than a two-edged sword to cut away anything that's not like you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there are any strings that are attaching to your people of God, let it cut away, Lord God, because they are no good, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. If there's anything that's trying to bind their mind, Lord God, let this word of God cut it away on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, and release the peace that they need in their mind. Release the peace that they can walk in, Lord God, your perfect will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, and we give you the glory, and we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to say to all my listeners on today, you know, sometimes things get to bind your mind, try to bind your mind, even when you try to read the word of God. You know, when I went to college, this professor would tell me, he said, here's what you need to do. Whenever you want to read something and things begin to come on your mind and bind your mind, you need to write them down and ask God to help you with these things that's trying to bind your mind and stop you from receiving the word of God. So you can have an even flow through the word of God, and you can understand it by reading it over and over and over. And that's what he was telling me, you know, and he was telling the whole class, amen, but you know how some don't listen, but glory to God. But that's what you need to do. You need to write down those things, amen, that's bothering you, amen, on a piece of paper. Just write them down, glory to God, as you read the word of God. And if they're coming up in your mind trying to bind you, write them down and see what happens. Amen, glory to God. I want to tell you, you'll forget about what you're thinking about, and you'll concentrate on the word of God, and you'll be able to get more out of it. So many times we think everything in the world is bad. Well, everything in the world ain't bad. Amen. We know there's some bad things that go on, some bad people. Yes, we do. But everything that they give you in the world is not bad. Glory to God. We are to walk in the will of God each and every day without a shadow of a doubt. Glory to God. But some of the things that they give us is really, I mean, it really helps us to grow, and it helps us to know the word of God even better. So if those things are trying to hinder you, then write them down as you read the word of God on a piece of paper. Amen. And just put them over to the side and continue to read. And if something else comes, write it down and then continue to read. Continue on to read. And before you know it, all that stuff is off your mind. And say, Lord, what did I learn out of this word? How can I use this that I've learned in my everyday life and in my everyday walk? Because believe it or not, you're going to need it. Believe me, you're going to need it at some point. Whatever you read, you're going to need it. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into the message on today. I'm going to be reading from Job chapter 1. And the title of my message today is Tested in the Fire. How many of us are tested in the fire? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, if you ain't been tested in the fire, then that means you're on the wrong side. Because if you're on the right side, the righteous side, oh, my God, then you're going to be tested. You're going to have some tests, some trials, and some tribulations. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get into my message. I'm going to be reading Job chapter 1. Now, everybody turn your Bibles, amen, to Job chapter 1. If you don't have a Bible, I know you got a phone. You got an iPhone, Android, amen, smartphone, D phone, thy phone. Come on, everybody got a phone. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and get into the message. Tested in the fire. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That means Job wouldn't go over there where evil was. Now, if you know evil is always over there, then why are you going over there? You already know when you get over there, that ain't no good. They ain't talking right over there. They talking negative, no positive feedback. Doing stuff that's ungodly. Well, why would you want to go over there? Job hated evil. He didn't like evil. So that means he was perfect and he was upright before the Lord. Because whatever God wanted him to do, then that's what he wanted to do. You know, when you fear, have the reverential fear of what God gonna do to you, if there are things that you do that you know that's wrong and you do them anyway, glory to God, then you ain't got no fear of God. But if you fear, say, oh, hold up, I can't do that because I know what's going to happen. Amen. That ain't what he said in his word. If I go over there and do that and I know to do that, I know not to do that, then that's sin. I can't do that. Glory to God. But how many times you'll go on and you say, well, God going to forgive me. Well, you may not live to get out of that for him to forgive you. You might not be able to speak and say, okay, Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean to do that. You may not be able to say those words. Then what? Sometimes, you know, we'll do things and then we don't even think about the then what. If I don't, glory to God. Let's move on to verse 2. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters, okay? That makes how many? 7 plus 3 is what? 10. Thank you. All right, let's move on to verse 3. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that is, this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. See, Job had it all. So he was the greatest man of the East. So, you know, he had some stuff. He even had servants waiting on him, you know, cooking his supper, dinner. You know, he was married also, but he had other servants waiting on him and different things going on in the household. Job had it going on, glory to God. But understand, he said he was perfect and he was upright. He had it going on, but he didn't let the stuff, amen, control who he was in the Lord. You can have all the things you want. You can have all the Mercedes. You can have all the cars and everything. I'm just going to, you can have everything you want. Glory to God. You can have the big house on the Sugar Hill. Hey, glory to God. All that. But don't let this stuff control you, who you are in God. You know, some people make their houses God. Some people make their cars God. Some people even make their women. Some people even make their men their God. Don't let this stuff control you now. Because guess what? They don't have a heaven. They don't have a heaven to put you in. But by letting this stuff control you, you can take yourself down to the other place. You know, the place of fire. You can do it on your own. I just say it like that. Glory to God. You know, a lot of times people don't like to say that there's a heaven or hell, but there is a heaven and a hell. Glory to God. It is. That is real. And he says hell is enlarging itself every day. So that means that, you know, a lot of people don't think that God is real just because he ain't came yet. Don't mean he ain't real. Glory to God. Let's move on down to verse 4. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. So in other words, every day, I read in one last translation, during the whole month, they would take turns feasting at each other's house. You know how people go, you know, they've been going and they said, well, stay at home. You know, they got a stay-at-home ordinance. Stay at home. Don't be gathering up because we want everything to die down. Glory to God. But everybody all still gathering up. Young people, listen. Stay at home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just going to say it like this. If you need your red cup, stay at home and get your own red cup. Glory to God. Because you go and then you get that, amen, you get this virus, then you take it home to your parents and you take it home to your families. And then they have a whole household. Amen. That's how it's spreading. Glory to God. You stay at home, get your own red cup. But that's how they were doing it. You know, you see, Job's sons, they would go ahead, each one of them would take a turn feasting. And they will have their own red cup in their own house. Glory to God. And they'll call everybody else over for the party. Hallelujah. They will do that the whole month, a whole month. Each one of them will take turns. Let's move on to verse 5. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sacrificed them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. See, Job did that. He sacrificed for them continually. You know, Job was more concerned about his kids and, you know, and what they were doing in that house, you know, sinning, you know, in their heart against God. You need to be more concerned about what your children are doing. You see right here, yes, they did that, and they were older, but still, Job was concerned about how they were worshiping the Lord and what was on the inside of their heart other than them drinking their red cup and having a good time, because that's what sometimes parents do, you know. Oh, they just going through their phase. They're having a good time over there. Well, it's okay. No, it ain't okay. Good times are okay, but make sure that you're not cursing God in your heart and doing things over there that's ungodly. See, Job wanted to make sure that he was sacrificing for them. See, parents, you got to sacrifice for your children. You got to make sure you're praying and making sure they're on the right track. Don't let them watch in everything. Don't let them go out and hang out with anybody. Glory to God. Don't let them talk to anybody on the phone. Glory to God. Because you don't know who they talking to. There's so many times now, you know, a lot of young people are coming up missing because they're on these websites talking to these boys and these girls, and they think they're as old as they are, but they're grown. They're older. Glory to God. So monitor what your children are doing. Hallelujah. Get out of yourself and get into your children. Hallelujah. And watch them. Because you see right here, Job was concerned about what was going over there at their house. No, he couldn't make them not do it. He couldn't because they were older. You know how sometimes when kids get older, you know, I'm grown now. That's what they say, you know. I'm an adult now. You need to treat me like an adult, okay? That's why a lot of adults are missing. Let's go on. Verse 6. Now there was a day when the Son of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. The angels came, you know, and here comes Satan. He came right along too. Ah, glory to God. You know, he is cunning. So you have to be careful. You don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. The Bible has a lot of things, and then he said, he rolls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Come on. You know, he going from here, there, everywhere. And if he can get you down and get you where he wants you to be, oh, my God, glory to God. Then you go, well, Lord, I tell you, I just don't know. And, you know, some won't even say nothing. They won't even say, Lord, I need your help. You can't say it because he done got you down and done got you in and out. Now you don't know whether you're going or coming, as the elderly people always say, that she just doing everything she know how to do. She don't know if she's going or she's coming. Glory to God. Let's move on to 7 here. Glory to God. And also, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. See, he go roaming around everywhere. Everywhere you go, understand, evil is always present. It's going to try to make you do something. Going to try to make you say something. Going to try to make you go off on somebody. It's going to always be there. But do you have to do it? No. Hallelujah. That's when you know what's on the inside of your heart. See, he up there telling the Lord, said, I was going around just looking around, you know, and he already know what he was up to before he even said it. He's just going to ask him and see if he was going to tell him. You know, he already knows what you're doing. You ain't got to hide. Some people say, well, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and people ain't going to see me. No, they may not see you, but guess what? God going to see you no matter where you go and what you do. So it don't really matter, hallelujah, whether your friends see you or not, glory to God. It don't matter whether JoJo saw you tipping and slipping with his girlfriend, glory to God, because guess what? God sees you. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, glory to God. If he sees you, amen, if someone sees you stealing, it don't matter because God sees you. That's the only thing that matters. What matter is, what really should matter is what you're doing for the Lord. Are you living right? Are you doing right? Are you trying to walk upright? You know, no, we're not perfect people. No, we're not, but we should be striving for perfection. If you're doing the same old thing in your 50s, amen, that you were doing in your 20s, something wrong, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me help y'all out. Some, if you think you can do the same thing in your 50s, y'all, you know, y'all get that later, okay, that you did in your 20s, you're wrong. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 8, and the Lord said unto him, Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Okay, look right here. You know, God knew what was in Job. He knew Job wasn't going to back down. Amen. He knew it. That's why. He knew the spirit of the Lord was on the inside of Job. And whatever he was going to get ready to bring his way, he was going to be able to take it. You know, sometimes we can go through trials and troubles and troubles and tribulations and things and things. But don't ever turn your back on God. Hallelujah. These things don't come to make you bitter. They come to make you better. The only way you're going to grow is to go through trials. Then you can tell others and give others testimony of how he brought you out and brought you over the mountain, and he brought you over those rugged hills that you went or had to go over, glory to God. The cat died. The animals died. All the animals I had died, glory to God. And every time you turn around, I got to pay money out for this. I got to pay money out for that. The children need a new pair of shoes. And the light bill do too. Oh, my God. Don't you know he'll work all that out for you? But don't turn your back on it. Hallelujah. Sometimes they say, well, Lord, I just don't know. I just don't. No, don't ever let that come out your mouth. Say, Lord, I know you said many of the affliction, he said, of the righteous. He said, I shall deliver you out of them all. You got to be able to stand and stand there for on God's word. Don't back down to the enemy's tricks, hallelujah. I don't care how mad they make you in the grocery store. Hold up, wait a minute. A kind word will turn away wrath, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. That's what you got to remember. You can go in some of the places and some of the stores, and people can treat you just like, amen, they want to step all over you. But still, you got to remember to stand up and know who you're. Hold up, I'm a child of God. Baby, what's wrong? You okay today? You having a good day, or what's going on? You all right? Oh, some of them will get kind of snappy with you. I got to agree with it. Amen. I've been in plenty of stores now. And then I said, well, good gracious, is it the pandemic in them or what's going on, you know? I'm like, well, it's okay. How you doing? All right, you have a good day. And go on out. It ain't worth having you having a meltdown and a breakdown over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just go on about your business and pray for them. Amen. Just, you know what, Lord, I don't know what's going on in their life, but, Lord, I want you to fix it for them, Lord God, because it could be something that's going on devastating. And some people don't know how to handle different trials and tests, but you who are a faint. Oh, my God, you could stand up and take notice and say, Lord, I decree and I declare on this day, Lord God, that you give them everything that they desire and their heart desire, Lord God. Whatever trials and troubles that they're going through, Lord, I know that you're going to work it out in Jesus' name and keep moving. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doeth Job fear God for naught? He said, oh, do we fear God for nothing? Hold up, wait a minute. Let's move on to verse 10. Has not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. See, Satan was saying all that Job got, you know, you blessed him. You got a hedge around him. You ain't going to let nobody touch it. Glory to God. See, what he was misunderstanding, you know, Job had relationship. There's a thing, there's difference between religion and relationship. When you got religion, you don't know the things of God. You really don't. You don't know what he can do, how he can do it, and will he do it. Glory to God. My God. You don't know when he can do it, how he can do it, and if he can do it. When you read that word of God and you get that word down on the inside of you and you've seen it in your word, you say, Lord, I know. You say, you'll bring me out of every trial, Lord God, every, Lord God, temptation, everything that I go through, Lord God. You said you would deliver me out of them all. You said it ain't nothing too hard for you. I stand on your word on today, and I will not move. You said all I could do is stand and stand there for on the word of God. Lord, you said when Satan come in, Lord God, oh, my God. You said you'll raise up a standard against thine enemy. Oh, my God. And when you read that word of God and you can stand on that word, then can't nothing touch you. I think so many times people are falling by the wayside because they're not standing on his word. They're not. They're standing on their own word. Glory to God. But understand, your word ain't going to cut nothing away. The only thing your word is going to do is just make you lose a little bit of your breath. Glory to God. But you know, the word of God, he said the word is sharper than a two-edged sword. So that means if I'm repeating his word, then if I'm praying his word, then whatever coming in my life that's trying to destroy me or bind me up, then guess what? That word is going to cut it away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even if I can't say sometimes nothing but Jesus is supposed to cut away everything that's coming is trying to bind me. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 11. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. See, he was saying, wait a minute. Everything Job got, that's the only thing Job really, you know, he thinking that Job is so caught up in all the stuff that he got. That's what he's worshiping. That's what he's holding on to. But what he didn't know, Job had the spirit of the living God on inside him. That stuff didn't really mean nothing to Job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God is not concerned, I say it again, about all the stuff that you have. It's okay. Amen. What you're trying to get in, what you're trying to do, yes, he wants us to have all that. But don't let that stuff have you once you get it. Hallelujah. Because, you know, sometimes people say, well, Lord, you give me this business. Lord, you give me this woman. You give me this man. And you give me all these fine cars and all this jewelry. Then, Lord, I'll serve you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then when they get all that, they forget which way Jesus went. Don't even know. Amen. Glory to God. They can't even say John 3:16 no more. For God so loved the world, they don't even know what it is anymore. Glory to God. But they get so caught up, amen, in the stuff. It's all right to have it, but don't let the stuff have you. Know who gave you the stuff. And you got to remember to continue in his word and continue doing what you were doing before you got it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because so many times you lose it. You lose your way. Hallelujah. But Job wasn't going to lose his way. And that's what Satan was thinking. He said, okay, if you strike everything down that he got, he's going to curse you, and that's going to be it. You know, he wasn't thinking, amen. You know, he got the righteous on the inside of him. He's a righteous, and he's a perfect man. So that means he served God to the fullest. He had stuff, but his stuff didn't have him. But that's what Satan was saying. You know, remember, if you lose everything you got, glory to God, you got Jesus on the inside of you. You know what he can do? He can give you more stuff. He can give you more land, houses, cars. But somewhere along the line, sometimes people don't come back up after they've had a fall. Guess why? because they forgot about, amen, Jesus. They left him, amen, on the back burner and continue to seek after the things. Not God, but seek after the things. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 12. Amen. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath in thy power, only upon himself, put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Okay, he was telling him, you could everything that he got, go ahead, touch it. I'm going to show you who he got. He got me on the inside of him. Hallelujah. That Holy Ghost power. Good God Almighty. He has a relationship with the Lord. My God, my God. He ain't worried about all that that you want to touch, but you can't touch his soul. You cannot kill him. You can't knock him out. Glory to God. And none of that. But you can touch everything around him. Hallelujah. Go ahead. You can have a sheep. You can have a cow. You can have all that and see what happens. Now, you think you know everything? Glory to God. Say, go ahead. Touch it and see what happens. Okay, let's move on down to 13. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. You know, they was in there with the red cups. They was probably tore up from the floor up. Don't say, glory to God. Going here to there, they were drinking wine. It says here, hey, glory to God, with the red cups like they so much many times do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They celebrate with the red cups. Amen. That's okay. Nobody see through it and see what you actually got. You know, he may be drinking water, Sprite, yeah, Coke or whatever. Have them guessing, play the guessing game. Let's move on. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plying and the asses feeding beside them. Let's move verse 15. And the savings fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Oh, my God. Now, listen. Hallelujah. This is what I want you to really get. Understand, he don't leave one person to go and tell somebody else. Now, look here. He killed everything and everything out there, all the oxen and all that. And guess what he did? He left one person to go and tell him. Had to go tell him, amen, tell him what happened. He didn't want him second guessing. He, you know, he could just think, now, if he had been on his own, Job could have said, well, you know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, you know, that was the Lord's doing, and blase and on, you know, but he wanted him to go back and tell what happened. So that's why he left that one there to go tell Job. Glory to God. Let's go on. While he was yet speaking, oh, my God, came another, also another, and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Okay, here come another one. That's the second person, see? Why didn't the fire burn him? Left him there so he can go and tell, come back and tell Job. You see, trials and tribulations come. Sometimes they'll come back to back. But you got to know what's on the inside of you to stand on his word. Glory to God. You fear God, yes, but you don't fear man. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you can pray and put that word on him, and that things will change. Hallelujah. There's a song saying, change going to come. You got to continue to pray. Sometimes you can just pray a little cute prayer. Amen, and nothing happens. But, you know, what's on the inside of you? Go ahead and show him what's on the inside of you. You know, sometimes people say, well, Lord, I need you to fix this. What do you need him to fix? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you need him to fix? So, Lord, they've been bothering me on my job. Lord, they have been making fun of me, saying, I don't know what I'm doing, Lord. And I'm tired of them coming to me with all this mess, talking all this smack, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want you, Lord, to heal this thing, Lord God. Lord, you shut the lion's mouth when Daniel was in the lion's den. Now I want you to shut their mouth up. Glory to God. You bring him, give him his word. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. Hey, glory to God, and see if I won't do it. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 17. And while he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans made out their beds and fell upon the camel and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. See, here come another one, glory to God, to tell Job some things that had happened. Amen. You see, it was just test after test after test. tested in the fire. That's where he knew what was on the inside of Job. Do he know what's on the inside of you? Do you know what's on the inside of you? You know, I've always heard, you know, people say, and you know, it happened to me also. Amen. They said, when you stump your toe, you're going to say, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, my Lord, or something such as, amen. Or are you going to, you know, some people cuss. Now, let's just be real. Keep it real. Some people will cuss. So guess what? Whatever come out you, they say that's what's in you. Glory to God. When you're driving down the road and somebody cut in front of you, my God, would you say, oh, my Lord. Yeah, glory to God. Or will you start doing what? Cursing. Hallelujah. So whatever comes out you, that's what's in you. Hallelujah. You know, I know people say, well, you're frightened in that moment. Nah, if it's in you, it's going to come out you. Glory to God. Just like that. Let's move on to verse 18. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters are eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Look, there come another one saying, look at all that had happened. And they was up there in the eldest brother house, you know, and just think now, hallelujah. And the wind came. I'm going to say it was a little light tornado, glory to God, that came in, and it tore the house down, and he the only one that escaped to go and tell Job. You know, sometimes things and trials and tests will come. But, you know, if tests don't ever come to you, then something's wrong. So you're living on the wrong side, because you are to be a testimony, a live testimony to tell others. Let me tell you, this happened to me, this happened to me. But, you know, sometimes I can understand when you tell people, I hear you, saying when I tell them, they don't even care. They'll talk over you, and I do that too sometimes. I'll tell people, well, let me tell you what happened. But instead of them listening to what I'm saying, then they'll go off way in the wilderness. So let me help you out with that. You know what you need to do? Just stop. Don't tell them no more, because guess what? They don't want to hear it. You know, in ministry, you're going to learn different things and how people will accept you and how they receive you. And some will say, I hear you. But they don't hear what you're saying because their mind is focused on something else. They don't want to hear what you're saying because they know it's the truth. And then you got to understand also, some people are scared to hear the truth, glory to God. You know, they'd rather hear a lie when the truth will do. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And behold, there came a great wind in the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell on all the young men, and they are dead. He said he was the only one that escaped. I wanted to read that again. He said the four corners, every one of them, everybody died in that house. Now, you're just thinking they was in there with their red cups. They were turning it up. Glory to God. They were, you know, dropping it. Amen. Glory to God. And then the wind came and took them away. Hallelujah. Tornado. Let's move on to verse 20. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Glory to God. He worshiped God through all those tests and through everything that he went through. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to take a breather and just step back and say, Lord, no matter, Lord, I know you're in control. Lord, no matter, hallelujah. I know, Lord God, you got my back. Lord, no matter, I know you didn't bring this to break me, but you brought this thing to make me, Lord. Lord, no matter what I'm going through, I receive the word of the Lord. I receive you, Lord. I know you're living on the inside of me, and you feel my pain. Glory to God. It's okay to tell him about the pain. Hallelujah. But he said he'll take the pain away. Amen. Glory to God. No, you can't take Advil. You can't take, don't need to take no aspirin. And then you're getting your red cup because that ain't going to work. You might as well go ahead and turn it up. Amen. And get Jesus. Hallelujah. And tell him all about your troubles. Then he'll answer you like they say, by and by. Glory to God. He'll take that pain away. Let's move on to verse 21. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not nor charged God foolishly. You know, sometimes people will charge God foolishly when things get ready, things happen to them, glory to God. Well, Lord, why did you take them away? Why did you take him away? Glory to God, Lord. Lord, why? I did everything I could do. Sometimes when God takes stuff away from you, understand it's not what you need. It's what you think you need, glory to God. You're thinking that you need it, but it ain't what you need, glory to God. The thing is, you need a relationship. Hallelujah, with the Lord thy God. And don't worry about all this stuff, because he's an on-time God, and he'll be there when you're calling every time, right on time. Some people say he's late, but I ain't never known him to be late. Just because he ain't came the first time, call him again, glory to God. Because you know, sometimes people call one time and they say, well, God didn't show up. Well, how many times did you tell him, Lord, hey, that you needed him really and truly? Because sometimes when people say, well, Lord, I need you, let's just say sometimes when people have a light bill due, they'll say, well, Lord, I need you to pay this light bill. Well, that's it. They don't say nothing else. Glory to God. Well, how bad do you want him to pay it? And in the name of Jesus, Lord, you need to pay this bill. This is your bill. You need to take care of this. He may not show up right then. Glory to God. Call him again. Say, hold up. Wait a minute. I've called you two times, Lord. I'm coming again. Hallelujah. Remember the woman, amen, the unjust judge. She kept going to him, going to him, going to him, until he said, hold up. I'm tired of this woman bothering me. Go ahead. Give it all to her. I don't leave nothing out. Every dime, every penny, everything that was earned, give it to her. So, listen, you can go and bombard heaven like that. It's okay. It's not foolish, amen, because you want him to answer your prayers. My God. Because understand, tests and trials and tribulations, you're going to go through over here. It's not without a shadow of a doubt. It's nothing you can do about it, but you got to know how to stand and stand there for, like I said, on the word of God, and stop moving and being tossed to and fro by everything that comes along. This happening, that happening. You know, the dog died. The cat killed over. Glory to God. The bird fell out the cage. My God. Lord, help me, Jesus. My God, my God. But you got to be able to stand and stand on his word and stand there for no matter how many tests and trials that you go through. And don't forget that he's not there, amen, glory to God, to make you bitter, but he's there to make you better. And if you didn't have the trials and the tests, you can't have no growing in Christ Jesus. You won't grow without trials and tests. Glory to God. You'll remain the same. You'll just be, amen, just like a rag laying down instead of going up to heaven, amen. Hallelujah. The prayers that you pray won't even be effective if you don't go through some trials and some tests. Everything ain't going to go good every day. Glory to God. So don't think it. Hallelujah. Things will happen. You know, sometimes people think everything going to go good every day of their life. But it don't work like that. Hallelujah. You got to be able to stand, amen, for Jesus Christ. Because if you don't, then you'll just shut down, amen, for anything. Oh, my God. Glory to God. He's an on-time God, and he'll be there, even through the trials and the tests. Don't give up on him. Hallelujah. My God, Job didn't give up. Glory to God. He continued on. He said, the Lord give it, the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He continued to praise God all his days. My God, just because Satan, amen, had came in, hallelujah, thought that if he take everything around Job, then now, you know, hey, it's a drop of the hat. He's going to turn against you. He was wrong because he didn't know what was on the inside. He didn't know what Jesus Christ had done planted down on the inside. Glory to God. He had done planted, amen, grounded and rooted him in the word of God, where he can go, amen, hallelujah, and continue to praise God no matter what he was going through. I encourage you on today, no matter whatever trials, whatever tribulations you're going through right now, he will work it out, hallelujah. You know, he'll work it out and you not even know it's worked out, glory to God, just because you can't see it. Some things you may not see right then, hallelujah, but guess what? You're going to see it sooner or later. Just continue to pray. Continue to keep your hand in his hand, hallelujah, and continue to lift him up. Glory to God. Don't back down just because the enemy thinks, amen, he can run and do anything he want to do over you. You know, I've heard some people, you know, time and time again, you know, when you talk to people, you'll locate them. You'll know exactly where they're at. Hallelujah. And guess what? It ain't Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. No, it ain't anchored there because, you know, it's just so much you're focused on this, on Satan, amen, that you can't get over here where you need to be. Amen. Everything that happened, oh, hold up, let me see, can I find anybody, everybody, hallelujah, to pray for me. Let me get everybody, hallelujah, to pray. Oh, my God, I'm just so fearful. Look, you better stand and stand on that word. Now is the time when you're going to need to read your word more than ever, hallelujah. You're going to have a relationship with him that's so strong. When the enemy comes, you're going to have to say, uh-uh, not today. You're going to have to go another way because I'm not the one who you to come to today. Glory to God. All those things will come that will upset you sometimes. But then when you calm down, then you're ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. And there are people who can pray for you, but you got to learn, amen, how to pray for yourself first. And then you can call them and say, look, I need you to touch and agree with me on this situation because it's a little heavy on my heart. Glory to God. It ain't nothing wrong with that, but just be careful who you ask to pray for you. My God, trials and tribulations and tests, they coming, believe it or not, but they're coming, glory to God. You don't have to call them in because they're going to come. Hallelujah, one way or the other, but understand what he says in his word. I will put no more on you than you can bear. So whatever comes your way, then he knows that you can bear it. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. And knowing that the test come, amen, glory to God, to make you better, not bitter. My God, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I'm going to go ahead on, amen, and I'm going to open up my line right here. Hallelujah. I'm feeling to open up my line right here, the urge to open up my line. Now, listen, if you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1 at this time. Press the 1, and I will bring you in. Amen. Glory to God. If not, then I'm going to go on down the line, and I'm going to pray, amen, the way I'm being led to pray. Hallelujah. You don't have to give me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. Now, I know only those two things, and the only thing I'm asking, you can give that. Hallelujah. If you don't want to scare somebody that's going to know your voice, amen, so be it, because if I needed my prayer need met, and I know these people can get my prayer through, amen, I'm going to give it to them. It don't even matter. Glory to God. That's when you know that you know that you know that you're anchored in the Lord. Glory to God. Okay, nobody press the 1. I'm going to keep it moving. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for each and every person on this line on today, Lord. You know the need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that every joint pain, somebody's having joint pains on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, that you take it away, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Financial difficulties, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Those, Lord God, who are fearful, Lord, to press this 1, Lord God, and let people, Lord, whether they know their voice or not, it does not matter. Oh, my God. Lord, we ask you to take that fear out of them in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. On this day, Lord God, let each and every person examine themselves, Lord, to see if they be in Christ Jesus, Lord God, or if they need to rededicate their life to you on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are on the line, Lord, if they heard a word, Lord, that will change their life. It will turn them around, Lord God, that they be able to go through the tests and the trials on this day. They'll be able, Lord God, to stand and stand there for on your word without moving, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory, oh Lord. We know that you're awesome, God, and you're a powerful God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing catches you by surprise, oh Lord. We pray for each and every person all around the nation, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Under the sound of my voice, let them grab hold, Lord God, to the word of God on today and not let it go, oh Lord, till it changes their life, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. We pray for those that are in the hospitals, oh God, those that are in the nursing homes, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Strengthen their minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And those who think they're losing their mind, Lord, strengthen their mind and let them know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you said you'll keep them in perfect peace, oh God. If you keep their mind stayed on you, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray, Lord, for the parents and the children, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, as the parents began to take hold, oh God, and monitor to their children, Lord God, what they're watching, Lord God, and what they're listening to, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God, because God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, things are changing. As you can see, the times in the day, and things are changing around you. So I say to you on today, don't get left out. Glory to God. Don't get left out. Hallelujah. You can have Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't get left out. Just because somebody else is getting left out, then don't you get left out. Glory to God. Because he said all can, amen, come to the Lord. They can receive the Lord thy God, but all won't. Hallelujah. You know, we are free will. We have a choice. Choose this day whom you will serve. Yes, Lord, I hear you. I'm going to stop right there and give a call to salvation. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to listen, repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord God. Forgive me for every sin that I have committed, every thought that I've had in my mind that's not like you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I repent for everything, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. Listen, it don't stop there. You got to get in your Bible-believing church. I know a lot of them are having Bible churches online and different things online. Well, you find your one online that you can listen to. I know they say, well, sir, I can't get online, whatever. Listen, glory to God. They have them on TV. You watch TV all the time. Sometimes you watch the wrong things. You can watch some good stuff. Hallelujah, on TV. Hallelujah. They have it on TV. And read your Bible daily so you'll know what he's talking about. Pray over the word of God so he can give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. You know, I can give this testimony, amen, years and years ago, hallelujah. I had one of my father's old Bibles, and they had the V's and the dials and all that. And guess what I did? I woke up every morning. The Lord woke me up every morning. It was 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning. I was reading that Bible, hallelujah, and I had not a clue what none of it said. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I continued and I continued, and as I grew older and all, you know what I'm saying, then I began to understand, amen, the words in that, because it's the V's and the dials and all that. It was, and I have that Bible today, hallelujah. And I began to understand it because I was seeking. I wanted to know what it meant, what these words meant, you know, thee, thou, they, and they had all this, all those kind of words in them, glory to God. It wasn't nothing like the Bibles that they got now, hallelujah. Glory to God. And I continue to wake up every morning. I mean, I did it for years and years, waking up, reading that Bible, glory to God. Hallelujah. So once you continue to read it, and you know, then he'll come and he'll grab hold, and he'll give you the wisdom, and he'll give you the knowledge and the understanding of what you're reading. Hallelujah. Now they got so many different translations, so you can't say you don't understand. Oh my God. Hallelujah. And even if you get those translations and you don't understand it at that point, pray about it. And ask somebody. Don't just sit there and have your mind all going in a circle and not knowing. Hallelujah. That's not God. He imparted wisdom in other people that can help you. I say that because somebody's not doing that, and that's what they desire. But, you know, some people just say, well, I don't want them to think I'm just stupid. No, listen. Some people will think that it don't matter. You don't go to them people. You go to those that you know that can help you. Go to those that you know that are going to take time out with you. Because I know there are some people that they'll say they're going to help you, but then when you ask them questions, and you may have to ask them over and over and over again, then they'll get upset. So you don't go to them type people. You know how they are, don't go to them. Go to those that you know they don't mind helping. They don't mind talking to you. They don't mind getting the Bible out. Said, okay, let's look at the passage, and we can and help you to understand it and see what it's talking about. That's what you do. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead with a few announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. I said I was going to give them at the end. If you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. She come on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we are called the Hour of Power. Glory to God. I am the first hour power, Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So I encourage you to call your neighbor, call a friend, and tell them we come on live every day. All the show every Sunday, I'm sorry, all the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and hear it on demand. But I like fresh hot biscuits. Come on, you know, fresh hot toast, you know, come on. Glory to God. I mean, I don't like it too hard. Just, you know, just right. Glory to God. Let's move on. And the next, you will hear Minister Elaine Jackson, a Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries. Her show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. It'll be a 30-minute break between my show and her show. And then next voice you will hear is Minister Elaine. So go over and show her some love. You know, love is what it does. If you can't do nothing for somebody sometimes, glory to God, and you ain't loving them, you know, say, well, you know, I love you. Think about it. You tell you may tell your woman, you know, I love you, but do you give some flowers, roses, something, you know? Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Glory to God. You can laugh. It's okay. Hallelujah. Let's move on up. And Tuesday night, we have the Power Impact Team. Wow Radio, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, awesome, awesome man and woman of God, glory to God, hallelujah. You need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a counselor, you need a spiritual counselor, you need a marriage counselor, whatever. Hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them and they will get back with you. Glory to God. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to go ahead with the hookup, amen, and just inbox them and see. Hallelujah. And they will get back with you. They'll give you a call. Glory to God. If you want to talk to them, hallelujah. Now, you know, it said don't go before the prophet without an offering. Let me help you out now. Make sure you take an offering with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't pay for ministry. Glory to God. But it's just you showing, amen. You know, I love y'all. I know y'all are good people. And I know, you know, God sent me to you. And I appreciate this word that you've given me. Glory to God. You can't pay for the word. No. Nah. But the Bible says don't go without the prophet, without an offering. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to partner. And if you partner with us, you will receive many, many perks. You'll get something Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it starts back over again. A word in season, hallelujah, only $25 or more. You know, you can't even buy, amen, a lot for $25 or more. I know, you know, you go to the store sometimes and you say, my God, I got one bag, and it was $30, $30. That's good God, my God. And I was talking to someone on the phone. They said, what, you got to put something back? I said, I might need to. And, you know, I was laughing and joking. I'm like, I might need to. I ain't got nothing. Glory to God. But that I'm saying, you can pay $25 or more and get the word all the way from Monday, hallelujah, down through Sunday. It was an awesome word that will help you to get over those humps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. And don't forget to go and show Minister Elaine some love. I'm going to go ahead on and get a benediction. I've already gave the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. You receive it, and don't forget to continue in God's word. Read his word every day. Go through the trials and the tests, but most of all, get connected for real. Some people say they're connected, but you ain't connected for real. Glory to God. When you get connected for real, then you don't have to worry about everything going on. You know, you got a relationship with him. You know, you can call him down, call him from heaven and say, I need you right here in my living room. I need you right here in the kitchen, Lord. I need you in this car to help me, Lord God, because these people out here driving like they done lost their mind. Glory to God. Let's move on. I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And I will see you back on next Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day. Amen.